This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday, and it's going to be a gigantic show on a Wednesday because we have gigantic things to talk about, like Whoopi Goldberg. No, I'm just kidding. We're not talking about her tonight. Joe Biden's already indicating the reason he might drop out. We're going to have a discussion about getting people fired. Is that right? Is that wrong? How do we adjust to that? There are opinions all over the board on the GOP convention, the RNC, the speakers. Some love it, some hate it. We have that. Emails. We have the attorney general from the state of Missouri. Great one. One of the great ones. Really our best one right now. Coming up in 15 minutes from now. All that. Peter Navarro just got out of prison. He'll join us next hour, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And if you happen to be watching on the simulcast, you may notice that I'm wearing sunglasses. I have decided, well, I've made a major, major life decision. I will explain all the reasoning behind it about 30 minutes from now. Just get used to the sunglasses is all I have to say. I want to begin here, though. It's not about Biden or Trump or the convention or assassinations or any of the other things. I want to begin, well, with this email. Jesse, libs of TikTok, that's a huge social media account that exposes bad things the left does. I know her. She's a wonderful person. Libs of TikTok's doing a great job exposing people who are celebrating the assassination attempt on Trump. Some of these people are getting fired. Many people on the right are saying we shouldn't be doing this. He goes on, says a couple other things, and his name is Chris, although I think he's probably a decent person, unlike the other one. So let's have a talk. Right now, in the wake of the Trump assassination, there are dirty commies being fired. Many of them have been fired or resigned across the country. Firefighters, cashiers at Home Depot, people in more prestigious positions than that. They're being fired because in the wake of Trump almost being assassinated, they all ran to social media, or in the case of one band, Tenacious D is the name of the band, they didn't run to social media, they just did it in front of the crowd. They lamented the fact that Donald Trump didn't have his head blown off. All of them said something along the lines of, "It's too bad they missed, I'm sorry they missed, I wish he died," something along those lines. And so we have somebody, libs of TikTok, exposing these people, getting them fired in many cases. And the opinions on this, on the right, are all over the place, very, very, very divided. For a lot of people are along the lines of, yeah, screw them, they deserve it, it's revenge. Maybe that's you. A lot of people on the right are, oh, no, oh, we can't be like them. Oh, we can't do what they've done. This is wrong. I should just a cashier. This is cancel culture. I don't like cancel culture. Okay, so let's have a talk. Let's have an honest talk about something I like to call nursery rhyme conservatism. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you've heard me use that term before. Nursery rhyme conservatism. What is it? Well, on the right, for most of my existence, the norm has been nursery rhyme conservatism. And that is, if we just brush our teeth and use our manners and say, yes, ma'am, and no, sir, and we do things the right way, then in the end, even if we lose, will have lost the right way. That has been the norm on the right for almost the entirety, for virtually the entirety of my life. It's gotten better, but it was at one point in time, again, this was most of my life, if someone on the right suggested a boycott of a company or somebody who was doing something bad, you know, Nike comes out and they sign Kaepernick and someone on the right would suggest, oh, you should boycott Nike. For most of my life, people on the right would not only still shop at Nike, they would lecture the people who weren't saying, boycotts aren't who we are, guys. We're not going to be like them. That's been conservatism for most of my life. Nursery rhyme conservatism. And it's time to have a discussion about where we are, why we're here, where we're going, how do we fix things. First, let's understand the goal is that we don't live in a country that's run by these demons. I would agree that that's the goal. Would you not agree with me? That's the goal, no matter where you stand on this. I don't want these demons running the country. You don't want these demons running the country, right? When you get to a place as a society where you're condoning chopping off the penis of little boys, you've really lost your freaking mind and you're in a bad place. So that you and I agree that that's our end goal, right? Okay, so that perfect. Now, how do we get there? Well, that's a long list and that's a long talk, and we'll have a lot of that talk tonight, but I think we would both agree that getting there involves defeating the communists, right? You would agree with that. We cannot win if they're still in power. That's not possible. You can't have these people still in power and win. All right, so we agree on that. You have to defeat them. And the question becomes, how do you defeat them? And so here's something I just want to discuss here. The social shame system. This is, again, it's another term I made up. The social shame system is what? What am I talking about? Well, in any society, it doesn't matter where you are at any period of time, your tribe, your nation, your whatever, there will be certain behaviors. And they're not universal. They're different from society to society. But there will be certain behaviors that are shunned. They just are. They're shunned. And when you shun certain behaviors as a society, you will get less of them. All right. So who decides what the social shame system is in your society? Who gets to make that decision? What is acceptable? What is unacceptable? Who gets to make that decision? Well, that's where we get into you and me and canceling people, having people fired, supporting that, being against that. You see, there's no question that cultural leaders, be it politicians, celebrities, media figures like really important radio hosts who are wearing sunglasses right now, pastors. There's no question that people with sizable platforms will have a say, probably a large say in the social shame system. There's no question, but they certainly don't have the only say at all. Really, I would argue the main driver of any society's social shame system is the people themselves. The people, all of the people. They're the ones who decide what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. Now, let me ask you something. In recent years, have you ever monitored or censored yourself in any kind of a social setting because of politics? Because your real thoughts, your true thoughts would maybe make liberal Aunt Peggy across the table uncomfortable. And if you haven't censored yourself, do you know someone who has? Of course you do. We all do. I know. I'd start listing names for you right now. Well, I should have said this. I thought about saying that, but I knew Mark was there, and I didn't want to offend Mark. You've adjusted. Why have you made adjustments? You have made adjustments, or someone you know, I should say. Someone you know has made adjustments because the social shame system has decided adjustments needed to be made. Now, I want you to pause on that. We're going to talk to Attorney General of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about nursery rhyme conservatism, the social shame system, how do we feel about canceling people, not canceling people, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And as long as we're talking about talking, we should talk about Pure Talk, shouldn't we? You see, your cell phone company is garbage. They're hot, stinky, communist garbage. And you should not have them. You should not be making monthly payments to Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. That's a monthly payment to someone who freaking hates your guts. Why would you do that when you have Pure Talk? Pure Talk is the company who loves you. I just bumped the microphone again. Shut up, Chris. Pure Talk's the company who loves you. They're the company who shares your values, promotes your values. CEO is a veteran. You save a fortune. Why wouldn't you switch? 10 minutes on the phone talking to an American, not deep in some random country somewhere, an American who speaks English? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back with Missouri's AG. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And joining me now is the great AG from the state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, Army veteran, and now a man who's actually taking it to the people, doing the things we've needed AGs to do for a very long time in this country. Okay. You're the one that has something new coming down the pike every single day. Every day I see you're blasting away at the left in some way. Explain what the latest is, because I've lost track.
Man, it's a target-rich environment, my friend. Keeps us busy. Look, we're going to keep fighting against the enemies of freedom, safety, and prosperity. And what I see happening right now with this lawfare against President Trump, these are dark days in our republic. The left is injecting poison into our democratic process. These are the same people that will tell you that President Trump is somehow a threat to democracy, and then will hijack a legal proceeding. A rogue prosecutor, an inclusive judiciary, will hijack the legal system and put up a junk case against President Trump. And it was never intended to obtain a legally valid conviction. It was always intended to take him off the campaign trail, tether him to a Manhattan courtroom or eventually prison, and to silence him with a gag order. I've never seen the prosecutor ask for a gag order. That's the defendant's right to a fair trial. And it's hurting Missourians. So we filed suit at the United States Supreme Court asking to put a stop to it once and for all. Missourians have a right to participate in a free, fair, and open election absent interference by a rogue prosecutor in New York.
Andrew, can you just lay this out for me as best you can? Because this is where this gets so confusing. You have him. Okay, so you mentioned the Trump trial. He's convicted in New York. Yeah, it's a dirty commie in New York, but he's convicted in New York. $500 million judgment in New York. All this stuff happens in New York. It's their own blue jurisdiction where they control everything top to bottom.
Yeah.
We don't want that to happen. That's a terrible thing to happen. How do we prevent that, though, when they do control it from top to bottom, when they control every level of power of the legal system in one of these blue hellholes? What do you do?
Well, I think this lawsuit, Missouri v. New York at the United States Supreme Court, is the only answer. I think this is our best way to redress our grievances. The founders contemplated there would be disputes amongst the states and created an original action docket in Article 3, Section 2 of the United States Constitution at the U.S. Supreme Court. And so this is, you know, the normal criminal defendant appeal process takes 18 to 24 months, and it is inadequate to redress the grievances that the Missourians have in interference, that New York's interference in the election process. That's why this case at the Supreme Court is so important.
All right, now let's talk about censorship, because this is one of those things that now that the government has sadly aligned itself with big corporate America, now big corporate America, especially social media companies and others, they will do the bidding of the White House without the White House doing it. So when the White House is asked, they can say, hey, I didn't delete your Facebook account. Yeah. Take it up with them. It's doing the same thing by other means, and it's friggin' wrong.
Yeah, it's totally wrong. Look, the censorship that's going on today on big tech social media is worse than at any point in human history. Let's think about that for a second. When King George shut down a printing press, he did it in plain view of everyone else. Everyone knew it happened, and he was only preventing us from seeing the written word. But what's happening on big tech with the shadow banning, de-emphasizing, deplatforming, it's all conservative voices that are suffering, by the way. You may not ever know that you've been de-emphasized, deplatformed, shadow banned, and certainly your viewers or listeners may never know that. And so it's happening in a clandestine manner, but it's not just the written word that's being suppressed. It's the spoken word. It's visual images. It's body language. And so the speech that is being suppressed is much more dynamic than any point in human history. And that's why we've got to fight back. You know, the case Missouri v. Biden going back down to the trial court. Now, that's fighting against government censorship. But as Attorney General, I'm also looking for new ways to take the fight to the enemies of free speech in the corporate oligarchy of big tech. And I think antitrust laws and consumer protection laws are the best tools I have to fight that fight.
All right. I have a really stupid question, but you and I have talked before, so you're used to that by now. Okay, so here it is. I look at the vast left-wing network of things like NGOs funding, facilitating illegal immigration into the country, places like Missouri, the entire country, really. Yeah. It's not just Missouri. All 50 states. So you have the federal government working hand-in-hand with NGOs, with these various left-wing nonprofits, which, of course, that's air fingers quote, nonprofits, to facilitate an illegal invasion into the United States of America. Is there something that can legally and correctly be done to take apart that network? Because that is wrong in every sense of the word, but that wrong doesn't mean it's illegal.
Well, they're co-conspirators in the Biden invasion at the southern border. And this is an invasion of the president's own making. It's, like I said, making Missouri communities less safe. 1,100 incidents of human trafficking in 1 year, more than 1,500 deaths from fentanyl exposure. Those are we can put that blame at the feet of President Biden. He hung an open sign at our southern border by repealing policies that worked to control the southern border because he hated Trump more than he loves America. Yeah. But there are tools we can use prosecuting wrongdoers. You know, in Missouri, it's one of the last states where it's a felony offense to knowingly transport a criminal alien into or through our state. And as long as I'm Attorney General, we're going to use those statutes to deter human trafficking and fentanyl trafficking through our state.
As the Attorney General of Missouri, is there anything you can do or are willing to do? I hate to put you on the spot about, look, you have a city named Kansas City, but you're not in Kansas, you're in Missouri. And normal Americans find this confusing and wrong.
Yeah.
Is there some way we can address this?
Yeah, that Kansas City is in Missouri. Mm-hmm. No, it is confusing. I remember people celebrated congratulating the state of Kansas when the Chiefs won. Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Those are our Chiefs, man. That's Kansas City, Missouri.
But that's on you guys. If you can't name your cities right there, I don't see how you can blame that on anyone else.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, I hope you stick around a long time, sir. You are writing the book for how to do your job.
Hey,
I appreciate
you
very
much. Friend. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. Look, the Kansas City thing had to be asked, okay? The guy's leading the charge against the Biden administration. I had to ask tough questions, all right? It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before we get back to it, we're going to get back to nursery rhyme conservatism and the social shame system and a lot of other things. Before we do that, remember that this talk may be a difficult one because we're talking about things that make us uncomfortable, things that make us squirm a little bit, things that are different than how we've been doing them. It sucks. It's hard to wake up one day, no matter how old you are, whether you're 5, 25, or 85, it's very, very difficult to wake up one day and find out that you need to do things differently, that you need to do things in a way that is uncomfortable. Because we gain a certain level of comfort with how we live our lives. And we on the right have lived our lives in a way that is live and let live. And that's good for a long time. Live and let live. Hey, whatever. Hey, you do you, I'll do me. That's how we've lived our lives. And we've whined and screamed and yelled and complained about cancel culture on the left. They shouldn't be doing this. I don't like that they're doing, they can't do this. And so now, when the shoe's on the other foot, someone tries to blow Trump's brains out, people start celebrating it like the vile little demons they are, and they're getting canned from their jobs. Now we feel, icky, like we need showers. But we're going to have to talk about that. And if you're not ready for that, it's just because you haven't taken your chalk today. You know that you should already be on a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from chalk, right? And these conversations, if you're not on a stack from Chuck, you might as well turn off the radio. I don't know if you're ready for it. The truth is you need to be on natural herbal supplements of some kind every single day, whatever you're looking for. Whatever you're looking for, Chuck has it. They have an endless supply, the highest quality there is. And then the best thing about Chuck is it's not Walmart. You just go on and you can talk to them, call them, text them. 50CHOK, that's CHOQ 3000. 50CHOK 3000. Gentlemen, male vitality stack. Ladies, female vitality stack. All right. social shame system and our role in that and how we're going to have to conduct ourselves going forward, because you have a role to play. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I forgot to remind you early on that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, because we're not going to be here Friday, travel with all this convention stuff. So you need to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours we'll be answering those questions. Ask me anything. Also, a reminder, about a half hour from now, we have a major announcement coming, so you're going to want to be here for that. But back to what we were talking about, and we're going to get to Biden and Biden talking about his health, and I have a bunch of email stuff. We have all kinds of things we're going to get to, but we're talking about the canceling, the firing of people on the left, because of abhorrent things they've put online. Mad Trump didn't die. You've seen all these things. It's too bad they missed. And there's a long list of people this has happened to. There's a band, Jack Black's in this band, Tenacious D. They went out in full concert and said, yeah, it's too bad he missed. Ah, ha, ha. They just canceled their tour. The outrage was so bad, they canceled their tour. All the way down to a Home Depot employee put something just despicable. I won't even read it here online. She was quite sad that Trump was not killed, and they tracked her down. A normal person revealed it. Lady lost her job. And there are understandably a lot of different opinions about this on the right. Is this right? Is this wrong? Are we becoming like them? Does this violate principles? So let's talk. Social shame is a critical part, probably the most critical part in forming a culture. Do you realize that? It's not actually laws, and it's not that laws don't matter. Laws do matter. But we've talked about this before when it comes to things like, what's something just super despicable? Child tranny stuff. Chopping the breasts off of a 15-year-old girl. Do I want that banned? Oh, of course, yeah. Ban it, take whoever did it and throw them in a dark hole for the rest of their lives. Of course, yes, yes, yes. I support all those things. But the truth is, ideally, you would live in the kind of country we had 5 minutes ago, where you would never want to do something like that. You would never want to do something like that. Why? Even if you're morally okay with it, you'd never want to do something like that, because the social shame would be so intense, you couldn't show your face at the neighborhood party. You couldn't show your face at work. You couldn't show your face anywhere, because the social shame came down on you so hard. And here's the thing about that. We love how that sounds, right? I bet you I have your agreement, no matter where you stand on that with what I just said. Ideally, that's what we want. But here's where it gets uncomfortable for us, and here's where we have to drop nursery rhyme conservatism. You know who's in charge of the social shame system? You. Me. The people we interact with in our daily lives. How we interact with them. The behaviors we encourage. The behaviors we discourage. The things we're loud about. The things we're quiet about. These are the things that determine what a social shame system is in any society. And the reason you or someone you know has been kind of quiet about politics at parties for the last 20, 30, 40 years is because the social shame system in this country has gone only one way. And yes, a big part of that is media, Hollywood, music, education system, all these institutions pulling it one way. It's a big part of why it's gone that way. But since the social shame system has only gone that way, your liberal Aunt Peggy walks into Independence Day and brags about the 9th abortion she had that morning, but you feel like the border should be totally secure with the border wall you can see from outer space, but you didn't say it too loudly because, oh, I don't know, Sarah's here and you know how she feels about that, and I don't want to make it uncomfortable. And you see, that won't work. That won't work. What is social shame in the end? What is the social shame in the end? It's corrective actions. If we want to put it in parenting terms, it's discipline. Now, are you a parent? Or I know we have a bunch of kids listening to the show, or a child who's gone through this. If you're a child who's gone through it, did you enjoy the last time you were disciplined by your mother or your father? Parents, when you're disciplining Aiden, Jaden, and Braden, do you make it pleasant for them? Or is the very nature of corrective action, of discipline, unpleasant? Of course it's unpleasant. You're taking a behavior that's wrong, and you have to correct that. And that's going to be unpleasant, whatever form that takes. Maybe you're a little old school like my parents, and that form involves an oak paddle that was made for your mother by one of the elders in the church to, quote, save you from the devil. That's a true story about me, by the way. So maybe you got your rear end paddled. Maybe it's a timeout. Maybe you took his iPhone away for an hour. I don't know. It doesn't matter what it is, but it was unpleasant for the one being disciplined, wasn't it? Well, we have a society chock full of dirty commie demons out there who believe they can and should run their mouth about every vile thing they believe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they've been allowed to exist in a country like that where they can do it free of consequence for decades because nursery rhyme conservatism has told us over and over and over again that if you do anything tangible to that person, somehow you're a bad person or you're unchristian or unprincipled or something like that. That is hot, stinky garbage. Corrective action is uncomfortable. Oftentimes, like in the Kelly household when I was a child, oftentimes it's flat out painful. I'm not telling you to go browse the social media account of every dirty commie demon out there and then track down their employer and try to have them fired. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm really genuinely not. If that's your thing, go ahead. I'm not going to do that. It's not my thing. But you've seen me be very, very aggressive with people, individuals, and do this exact kind of a thing. You remember, I got the marshal of a 4th of July parade run out the door. Don't feel the least bit bad about it. Corrective actions. Discipline. These are the things that decide what a social shame system is. And because we've never acted like that in the past, we don't necessarily want to act like that in the future. We don't want to act like that now. But if we don't, if you refuse to participate in the social shame system, oh, no, wait, it's Dan Bongino. If you refuse to participate in the social shame system, you're contributing to our loss. I'm going to socially change it. No, this is live. You're live. Listen, Dan, I was going to break the news to the audience in a while. I've made Dan Bongino just joined us. Dan Bongino needs no introduction. I've made a conscious decision that I'm going to be a sunglasses inside guy, like all the rappers are. One, look how good I look, Dan. It's amazing.
You look sharp. I almost didn't recognize.
Well, yeah.
I almost walked right by.
Well, of course you thought it was a celebrity, and I don't blame you for thinking that. Well, plus their prescription, Dan. I got to be honest. Part of the reason is people keep waving at me and pointing at me on the way by, and their faces are just a big blur. I have no idea who anybody is, so I just keep waving back.
These Secret Service guys, they would have worn glasses. Maybe they would have saw that guy on the roof, man.
Gosh.
I mean, gosh, you and I mean, you've got this tactical experience given your background. I mean, you know, you see this story, you're like, you got this, has to be eating you up inside. You must be thinking what I am, like, we spend $6 freaking trillion on a government, bro, we can't get some freaking drones up there or some competent people? I mean, this has got me so bitter and pissed off, I can't even tell you.
Dan, 148 yard shot.
I know.
My wife can make that 148 yard
shot. We qualified in the Secret Service when I was there, handgun. We took 5 shots at 100 with the handgun. You don't see much. The front sight blocks everything out. You know, you're lucky to hit the target unless you're really good. That's with a handgun, dude. You're telling me with a 2-2-3, a 5-5-6, you don't even need a scope. You could iron sight that. I mean, that's just insane.
In boot camp, we were iron sighting with 500 meters.
No problem. No problem. Right, I mean, it's really disgusting.
I have to go to break, Dan. This
I gotta
live
go.
Radio.
I know. I gotta go do my. I just invaded this guy's show.
We'll get a beer tomorrow night. See you, my brother. I love you. All right. You see, that's Dan Bongino. That's as good as it gets right there. Also, Berna's as good as it gets. You don't want to die, do you? You know, you have to stop bad people from hurting you. This goes back to what we were talking about already. Bad people don't stop because you want them to. They have to be made to stop. If a bad person wants to hurt you, your wife, your daughter, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to ask them? Are you going to pick up your phone and call the cops? Or are you going to pull out your Berna pistol launcher and stop them? This is a non-lethal pistol launcher. I carry lethal and non-lethal. I've always believed in that. It shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls. They even have combo rounds that shoot both, incapacitating whoever up to 40 minutes. You live. And so do they, if that's your thing. Legal in all 50 states. This is basic protection. Everyone, men and women, needs one of these things. When you're out for a jog, when you're driving to the gas station, you want 10% off? Berna.com. That's B-Y, I should say. B-Y-R-N-A. Berna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember to email your questions for tomorrow into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Friggin' Dan Bongino. So I need to explain, because I realize it may have sounded weird, and who knows when they even got the other microphone on in the last segment. So the last segment, you know, I was going off about social shame system and all that stuff. I was being extremely witty and wise. It was amazing. Anyway, at the convention... All right, I might as well just lay all this out. In the convention, we're not actually in the convention building. We're in a separate media building. There's a separate building for media people, and it's not nearly, look, it's not nearly as fancy as you want to imagine, okay? There are a bunch of cubby holes. It's essentially on, I think we're on a basketball court. Yeah, I guarantee we're on a basketball court. We're on a basketball court, and there's all this carpet down, and there's a bunch of cubbies along the walls. In the middle, there are aisles of these little booths. I guess I shouldn't say cubbies, these little booths. Booths? Booths? Shut up. I went to community college. There are all these little booths along the side. This is where people are doing their shows from. Now, iHeart's obviously pretty friggin' big. About the biggest there is, right? And Premiere did this thing super right. A lot of people deserve a lot of credit for this whole thing. Julie, Chris, Dan, there's a long list of people. Either way, they really did it right. So they did this huge stage in the middle. So I'm sitting here yelling like an idiot while everyone else is doing their show quietly. I'm screaming and yelling and doing, you know, the things I do. But we're right in the middle. You can't miss it. We're center stage, as a huge celebrity like me should be. And Dan Bongino goes walking by. And of course, because Dan is Dan, of course he sees me. And just no care in the world for the fact that it's live, he just storms right on the stage and comes up and sits down and starts talking. So if it sounded weird last segment or you missed the first little bit, it's because he just sat at the microphone beside me and just started going. He just started talking. And that's Dan Bongino. And I guess the cat's out of the bag. I was going to make the huge announcement, you know, in a couple minutes, in 10 minutes or so. But I'm going to make it now. I feel like I'm a sunglasses inside guy now. And I just made that decision today. And let me explain. Obviously, we've all seen the rappers and guys that wear their sunglasses inside. Look, one, I look extremely cool. That's one. Two, I've had this argument with my wife forever that I like to have the sunglass. Have you seen the sunglass cords that they connect? And so you can take the sunglasses off and they hang right in front of you. I love these cords. They're the greatest thing in the world because I take my glasses off and I put them on and I take them off and I put them on, right? Well, then when it's hanging in front of me, when I'm eating, it just happened to me today. I was eating some wings and some cheese curds and bleep, 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 a big old glob of ranch right down on my sunglasses, which were right in front of me. Now I'm in the restaurant. I'm cleaning off my sunglasses. Or if you don't have the cord, then where are they? They're on top of your head. Then you forget. You bend over when you're going pee. They're in the urinal. Now you have to just, you see what I'm talking about? Why am I dealing with any of this when I can just put them exactly where they're meant to be, right on my face? Why would I make any adjustments at all? And all this comes with an added bonus. And if you were listening to the last segment, you know what that bonus is. I am, what do you call it? Am I nearsighted or far? I can see things close to me, so I'm nearsighted. Is that right, nearsighted? I'm nearsighted. So I'm not the guy, by the grace of God. My mentor, Michael Berry, is this guy. You should make fun of him for it. He has to put on reading glasses. So when he's reading something, he pulls out these glasses and he starts reading. I don't have to do that. I'm not that guy. But if you're, well, put it this way. If the TV's 15 feet away, 10, 15 feet away, it's not HD anymore for me. If I'm driving, I can't really read street signs. So it gets a little blurry. Well, if I'm at an event like this, I don't know how many people I have either unfairly complimented or been totally rude to, because people will wave to me, or I'm sure friends, like there's Alexis Wilkins right there, I'm sure friends have looked and I didn't even know who they were, said in my glasses on, because I'm so old and everybody gets blurry and I can't see anything. And so you know what a polite, kind person I am. I'm a very kind, big-hearted person. I don't want to be rude anymore, and I look cool. I'm a sunglasses-on inside guy now. I've made the decision. I've made the final call. This is who I am, and this is who I'm going to be. So going forward, when you see me, I know you're going to think that guy's really important because he's wearing sunglasses, and I want you to know you're right, right? You're right about that. Also, I'm right about a lot of things. You may remember this. This is from 2.5 years ago.
I say, this is my theory, I say marching orders have gone out and they're officially sick and tired of Joe Biden. Go ahead and write it down, fellas. He'll resign. You have medical reasons or something like that. They'll be carting.
You remember when I said that, right? It's not that I've ever brought that up before, or not that I would ever rub it in anyone's face if I turned out to be right about something, but Joe Biden did come out today and say this. He didn't actually say the fireworks sound that I just played. That was supposed to be Joe Biden in an interview talking about how he resigned if it was for medical reasons. But you know what? Now that I think about it, I like the fireworks. See that? Wasn't that profound? That totally ruined the entire prediction thing I was doing. Just know it was going to be nails. But you know how we prep, or lack thereof, here on the Jesse Kelly Show. All right. I need to talk to you about saving a life real quick. And when we get back to all the fun and everything else, we have Peter Navarro next hour, all kinds of stuff. $28 to preborn saves a baby's life. I can't put it any more directly than that. $28 to preborn, it buys an ultrasound for a young woman who's about to have an abortion. I want to be clear about that. They're not just handing out free ultrasounds for fun. they find the young women who are about to kill their babies, and they give them the gift of ultrasound. And the beauty of that is almost every time, if you can get her in for the ultrasound, if she can hear the heartbeat, she will choose life because it's from God. She becomes a mom. In that moment, she becomes a mother. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. It's tax deductible. I say $28 because that's what gives, that's what buys the ultrasound, but spend as much as you want. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We have 2 hours left. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.